Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Fabrizio Del Maffeo, Vice President and Managing Director of Aon Technology Group Europe and Upbridge the Gap. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Allison. So happy to be here with you guys.
So I don't believe we've had Aon on the program before. Can we just start with an introduction of the company for our listening audience and your role at the company?
Definitely. Aon is part of Phasis Group and is the AI and IoT company within Phasis Group. Then we focus on business-to-business industrial application. My role within Aon, I'm Managing Director for Europe and I'm Worldwide Director for the Upbridge the Gap product line, which is a product line that tries to deliver a solution for AI startup, established company, delivering cutting-edge technologies.
Obviously, everyone is talking about the edge and the growth of IoT. Tell me about how Aon sees this rolling out across different markets and where you see customers looking to deploy solutions at the edge.
First of all, it's clear that the cloud is expanding toward the edge in the sense that computing power is moving from the cloud to the edge because there are specific needs on the edge. We have more and more video, more and more data at the edge, and this data must be processed in the edge and not anymore in the cloud. Because of bandwidth limitation, security, privacy, the amount of data, the same amount of data if you think about the video, and latency. It's a real trend. Edge computing is something that is happening now and is spreading around in different verticals. We as Aon, we come from the industrial market for the automation market, where intelligence has been used for many years. For example, for quality control, it's pretty normal to have AI on the edge. But we see the AI spreading around in retail market for customer analytics, for payment system, for out of stock system. We see AI spreading in all the video surveillance market where we see intelligence to help people to analyze the behavior of the population. And in a smart city, whatever it is around the city, then it's really the moment for the AI at the edge.
As you mentioned, cloud is growing outside of the data center to edge deployments. This really means that we're moving data-centric type workloads to edge environments. So what does that mean for the underlying infrastructure and how it needs to change to deliver this capability?
First of all, there is a need of scalability of the solution from top to down. Basically, the same algorithms which now run in the clouds must be applied and run on low-power CPU, low-power VPU, on ASIC, then on a completely different kind of architectures. It's very important to have this interoperability between the architecture and this portability, this scalability. Luckily, for example, we decided to embrace the Intel technology for this, and in particular, OpenVINO technology, which allowed our customer, our partners, to develop their solution on Xeon, then on the cloud. But then at the same time, they can also port the solution without changing the code on a low power architecture and also taking the advantage of solution like Myriad X, which boosts the performance at the edge with very low power consumption.
When you look at what Aon has delivered into the market with Upbridge the Gap, can you tell us a little bit about the approach that you've taken in delivering solutions for this key capability?
Absolutely. We launched the app Bridge the Gap 4 years ago. We decided to bridge the gap in the branding name because we want really to bridge the gap between the lab and the field installation, between the sample and the production, between indoor and outdoor. Because we noticed that many companies were spending time in developing something in lab without thinking then the implementation on the field. Then we created not a product line, but a platform. We created the community, an industrial community, a shop. And what we deliver is cutting-edge technologies because we always leverage the latest technology available on the market, in industrial markets. And customers can simply buy the product online and get it in 3 days wherever they stay in the world because we ship worldwide. We always say to customer, fail fast and try again and Upbridge the Gap help them to do this then, to build up their solution very, very quickly. And what we are doing, we started with Atom platform, then we start to adopt a Myriad X, which we think is the best solution actually for low power consumption X technology. And now we are scaling up, leveraging Core-i technology and Xeon. And we decided to do this thanks to the portability of the software, OpenVINO.
Now, you talked about the fact that you're leveraging OpenVINO, you're leveraging our next generation Xeon Scalable processor for this solution. What was it like to work with the Intel team on delivering this and taking advantage of the acceleration and DL boost and the software tools offered by OpenVINO?
OpenVINO was really the key for us because we started to use it 1 year ago. And we noticed that it could really boost performance on CPU. Finally, we could, OpenVINO allowed our customer to use the GPU, which is inside each Intel architecture, boosting the performances. But the big shock, positive shock, I would say, was when we tried to use OpenVINO on Xeon architecture. Already on the previous generation, we had a strong boost of performance. But when we start to develop the second generation of scalable Xeon solution, the vector neural network instruction set, thanks to OpenVINO, we reach a tremendous performance improvement running inference at the edge. And that's why we decide to embrace completely all the product portfolio now. And OpenVINO is the key for us.
When you look at the solution that you've delivered to market, I'm sure you've been talking about it with customers. What has their response been to the latest capabilities that you've delivered? And where are you seeing early opportunity for deployments in terms of the types of industries that would benefit from this?
We delivered our solution to more than 14,000 companies. And also, looking at the latest technology that we delivered, such Myriad X, we had the adoption of this technology from more than 2,000 different companies, not user, I want to highlight companies. We noticed that although everyone is playing around AI, the markets where we see a faster adoption is the retail market, definitely for the entry-level technology, typically for application like analytics and customer behavior, or for application like a simple system of out of stock. But when you go to high performance technology, then in that case, we see a very strong adoption in a market like industrial and video surveillance, because we have to consider that out there are more than 500 million, that means half a billion camera already installed. And then it's not really possible to replace this camera one by one. And the best solution is just use the video stream and feed the server with all these cameras. And we see very fast adoption in this direction. Then company trying to connect existing system to server and then boost the AI at the edge with performance video analytics.
Now, I've heard a lot about the scalability of AI at the edge in terms of visualization. How are you addressing this in your products, and how do you see the market evolving in this space?
Yes, we need scalability at the end of the edge because it's the only way to spread intelligence around. And so far, it was not so simple to get it because of the different frameworks, because of the different ASIC, different CPU. Then what we did is very simple. We decided to solve the problem of scalability using Intel technology, x86 technology, which allowed all the software developers to have a scalable solution in terms of performance. And as I said previously, the tools like OpenVINO can allow to port the code between different platforms. There are still some gaps to be covered because it's not plug and play, the fact that port the algorithms from the cloud to the edge. But I can foresee a stronger integration between tools at the edge like OpenVINO and tools for cloud and for machine learning and deep learning like TensorFlow and Caffe.
What are you most excited about, Fabrizio, in terms of what's coming up next for Aeon?
I think we as Aeon with Upbridge Gap, we are very good at enabling customers in AI and democratizing AI because with a low-cost industrial architecture and with high-performance CPU and VPU, customer can really not only play but deploy on the field their solution. I saw many projects. I saw projects from researchers or students developing solutions to detect the skin cancer using really an OpenVINO, an Atom CPU, a Myriad X, and a simple camera. And I know two startups which want to move on in production with this. I see customer building up robots to help people with disease, with mobility problem around the house. It's really, really exciting. Looking forward to the future, I think that the next big things will be AI and robotics together, the democratization of AI and robotics that is not there, but it's something that is going to come. Then intelligence robot with vision. Vision will spread to robotics, and we'll see more and more around this.
One final question for you, Fabrizio. Where can folks find out more information about the solutions you're offering and engage with your team?
If you want to look at our solution, please visit our website, www.up-board.org or www.aaeon.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.